Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Zachary?
Yes.
Hey, Zachary. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day so far, so it's always a good problem to have. I understand that you were speaking with Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line mainly to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing, or did she do a good job kind of explaining why we were giving you a call?
Yeah, she did. I don't have any questions at the current moment.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's just it's the front page Google ad, so someone Googled pressure washing in my area, I would be the top result.
Exactly. Are you near a computer by chance?
Yeah.
So if you go to Google, either power washing or pressure washing, either one, if you could pull that up, I can give you a better or more accurate detail on exactly where you'd be listed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm there.
Okay, so you'll see guys like Precision and Surf City Pressure Wash, S&J.
Mm-hmm.
You see the map that pops up. That's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement, those three guys that pop up there.
Okay.
Next to the map, okay? So that's where we're talking about listing you. We can list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. So power washing and pressure washing would just be two of them. You could be, I don't know if you do like roof cleaning or deck cleaning or any kind of like detailing, maybe driveway cleaning, things like that. We can go in there and we could customize the campaign so that way it's specific to the services you offer. So that way if somebody's typing in driveway cleaning rather than power washing or pressure washing, then, you know, you're still being seen. We're not, you know, missing out on those opportunities as well. Okay. So in order to have that placement, obviously we have to have a listing become available. So that's why we're reaching out to you today. You made it onto the qualified candidates list. I did see that you were already using Home Advisor by Angie's.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that service?
Yeah, we started using it. Right now it seems a little, I've gotten a few leads, but, when I contact the customer, it hasn't turned into anything. So I'm not super thrilled with it yet. And there's a ton of phone calls.
Right. Well, I mean, the reason I asked is because I saw you're already using that. If you scroll down this search results page a little bit here, you can actually see underneath the verified local listings in this Google Places category where we're talking about placing you, there's Home Advisor and Angie's listings in there, you know. They have like 10 or 9 guys on it. So, I mean, they use Google in order to get a lot of those leads that they sell from their first page placement. The difference is when they get one lead, they sell it to like 4 of you, and they're charging all of you, whether you get the job or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we capitalize on this opening, it's going to put you in position to have the customers call you directly without you having to pay per lead or click or call or deal with the customers being quoted by other competing companies in the area. So I'm sure you could see a value in that, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Usually if you could do well with Home Advisor and Angie's, you do great with the first page placement. So that's kind of why I was asking how that was going. As far as cost, there is a discount that she asked me to apply called a new in business credit. And I want you to be able to see what this would do. And then she also wanted me to put you on a package that'll cover a 50-mile radius and get your website knocked out. You don't have a website at all?
No, I'm in the process of making it.
Okay.
We literally just started, business, so.
How old is your company? She just put new in the...
very new, just a few months.
Oh, wow.
A few months.
Oh, well, I mean, congratulations. You know, the fact that we're having this conversation this early on is a good sign. You know, things are definitely moving in the right direction. Obviously, you've passed all your background screenings that you've gone through online, so that's good. To get to this point. Yeah, no, that's definitely, you're moving in the right direction. It's kind of ironic because it's not every day we can actually put you on the first page. The last time we had an opening in this service area was about 8 months ago, and it just so happens it's also like the peak time of the year that we had this listing become available.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem I have with it and what frustrates me and with this job is sometimes I get in there and, you know, I take care of these guys the best I can. I build their website for them. I get them up and running. They start generating leads. They get booked up for a couple months, and then they look at me like, what are we paying you for? And so, so they forget how they got everything in the first place. You know, they're like, okay, now we're all booked up, and I got a pipeline of guys that are willing to reoccur. And, you know, so they just they kick it to the rocks, and then I'm stuck here trying to build from the ground up again. So you're welcome to do that. I mean, it's a month-to-month service, but what our goal is to obviously build a long-term business relationship with you. So just wanted to kind of throw that out there. But again, it's all month to month. You know, you're not binded to anything. So we want you coming back at your own will, and that's how we know we're doing a good job. So, I sent you a link to the pricing page so that you could see it rather than me just tell you. Oh, I did see you do commercial work too. Let me open up this commercial category. Have you gotten any commercial contracts yet? I know it's really new.
No, we haven't yet.
Okay. No worries.
It's all been residential so far. My dad helps me do a lot of the work. He just retired from a big condo down in Pete, so we're hoping that'll be our foot in the door for some commercial stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The commercial stuff's nice when you get a little contract, then you know you got that reoccurring pipeline of income there, you know. So that'll be exciting once you get that first one done.
Which email did you...
Oh, I texted it to you. I'm sorry. I know you're on the computer.
Okay,
should have emailed it. It would have made more sense for you to pull it up nice and big. So you can always Google us, too. We have an extensive track record if you're on the computer there. We've been in business since 2004, so there's thousands and thousands of reviews on our service. You got to kind of scroll down that pricing page a bit in order to get to the actual packages and pricing structures.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's $399 a month plus $300 for setup.
So that's the essential. What Lulu's asking me to do is to put you on the platinum, and what she wants me to do is to reduce the monthly cost by 50%. So she's asking me to put it on a new in business credit that would drop it down to $299, and then she also asked if I could waive the setup fee, which if we're building the website, I could reduce the setup fee, but I can't waive it entirely. I could reduce it down to just a one-time payment of $99 that'll go towards the URL for your .com website that we'll build for you. So the initial investment will be $398, and then each month after that, it would go down to $299. But you'll have the platinum package and all of its content. So the advantage in that is that you're not just reliant on the first page placement on Google to get your leads. That platinum package actually has Facebook ads. You're on the first page of Bing. It's called Bing Local, so your top five option there. It also includes our popular directory submission to kind of cover all your bases as far as online marketing is concerned. You know, it ends up putting you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, just to name a few. There's about 60 of them. So that way we're basically like a one-stop shop for everything that has to do with online marketing rather than you having like 100 different bills floating around.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then we would lock in that pricing structure. So as long as you're with us, you'll actually keep that $299 pricing structure. It won't go back up to the $599 rate, and we'll send all that over to you in writing as well. Okay. Another benefit to this package is it does have a tracking system. So at the end of each month, we can actually sit down. You know, you can log into it, and we can show you all the leads and the new jobs that we're bringing to the table for you as well.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, review monitoring. You'll notice the guys like Precision Pro Wash and Surf City, you know, they got really good reviews. They're all pretty much 4.7 and higher. Well, it's because the Google partners, we actually do review monitoring. So if somebody, we ask them to write reviews through your tracking system once you're completed a job. But if they write something negative, we actually give you an opportunity to dispute them before they're published. So that way it doesn't negatively affect your reputation.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
All right. So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot?
Yeah, and you said it is month to month.
Right, month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. We do ask you to give it a couple months when you start out, but, you know, it's paid 1 month at a time, fully cancelable at any time, no cancellation fees or penalties. We want you coming back at your on your own strength.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you said it was $299 for that platinum package with that discount. And then
yep.
I think we can skip the website build. I'm about halfway through it.
Okay. So I can waive your setup entirely if you already have the domain. I'll just hyperlink it. What's the URL for your website?
It's slabpressurewashing.com.
Oh, so simple. I should have just tried to Google it myself. I figured Lulu would have put it in there.
It's not up and running, but...
Oh, gotcha. Let me see if anything pulls
I'm still in the...
Oh, yeah, it's just blank. So just slabpressurewashing.com. But it's okay because I could hyperlink it to the listing when we're starting out here. And then once it's up and running, it'll automatically update in real time.
Okay.
Yep. So I'll have that attached, and I'll have that attached to the Google Business profile as well. Okay. So just to step by step, just to get everything up and running, I'm going to create your business profile for you, and we'll secure that listing. And then I'm going to send out a PIN verification letter. It's a little postcard. It's going to come to you in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 5-digit code on the back of that that we need. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. I don't have to display your address, but we do have to go through that verification process. Anybody that's on there has to go through that. What's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
It's 17138 Palms Farm Court, Spring Hill, Florida,
34610?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to cut you off. I found it, though. Okay.
Oh, you're good.
there's no like apartment number or anything attached to that, right?
No. The business is at my house.
Okay. Since it's a residence.
Well, on the head, if we can.
Oh, yeah, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. That's okay. We're on the same page. So you want me to hide it then?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. When you see your listing, it'll say slab pressure washing. Obviously, it'll have the name, phone number, link to the website, and then for the address portion, it'll still have city, state, and zip on there. Just won't have the actual address or, like, the turn-by-turn directions activated.
Okay.
All right, and then I have Zachary Jenkins as the primary owner on the account. Is there any co-owner or partner?
Nope,
sole owner, okay. And then you can only have one phone number attached to your Google Business profile for the clients to contact you. Did you want to use this line that we're on now?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you have a secondary line of contact, maybe like a cell phone, just in case I needed to get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's 808.
Okay.
208.
Okay.
3704.
3704. Oh, 808 is my brother's area code. You used to live in Hawaii?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was stationed out there.
For a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my brother was stationed out there for a while, and now he's staying in kind of like Pearl City area.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. So he's kind of... Yeah, I'm actually going out there in October to go visit him for my birthday.
Oh, that'll be a good trip. October's fun out there.
Yeah, it's a little less touristy. That's what he was saying. He's like, right now, it's kind of crazy. It's almost like the pandemic never happened. It looks like it's back to normal right now.
Yeah. I was actually over there not too long ago. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's been telling me. It's nice. I get, like, live updates. My niece is over there, too. I haven't seen her in, like, 2 years, pretty much, just FaceTime and stuff. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, update. Okay, perfect. And then how would you like your hours of operation listed for the business?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How would you like your hours of operation listed?
Let's go 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. And then closed on Sunday or by appointment only?
Appointment only, yeah.
Okay. That way they could call you, but you can hash out the work hours with them. Okay. And then do you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yeah, you can list that. I'm working on getting card acceptance right now.
Okay.
that will be available in the very near future.
Okay. No worries. I'll add it as cash checking card as of now. We could change all of this stuff on the business profile at any time, okay? So it's just a phone call.
Okay.
I'm going to send you over my direct number and extension. So that way you don't always got to go through the whole customer service spiel. I'm going to text it to you right now. And then it's also going to be attached to every email and text that you get from us moving forward. So that way you got direct line of contact here. And then for the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement, what's the business email address that I could send that to?
It's contact@slabpressurewashing.com.
Okay. Go ahead and update. All right, so I got the business profile created. Before we could secure the listing, I need to set up a client interview time. Client interview is usually where they sit down, they'll go over like your keywords. We'll have recommendations ready for you, but you got final say on what you're listed for. They'll go over the service area, make sure we're not getting calls from anywhere you don't want to go or wasting your time. And then we'll just verify some stuff for the Google business profile as far as like photos that we'll have up there and slogan, things like that. So usually about a 30 to 45 minute conversation, but we ask for an hour window in case it goes over. Is there a time tomorrow where I can sit down and walk you through that?
Yeah, tomorrow, if you could do it at between 5 and 6, okay with you?
5 and 6, yep.
Or
yeah,
4 and 5?
Either or. You want me to do 4 and 5? I have both of those slots available. Okay, so go 4 to 5. Okay, I'm going to send a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll also send a text message 1 hour prior just to confirm if that's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I can always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out before we go into the weekend.
Okay, sounds great.
Get that PIN verification letter going. Okay, save. All right, let me just send you the invitation here and set up the reminder, and then we can get you all secured. I'm assuming you have a lot more experience than a couple months, though, with this stuff, right?
Yeah, we've got, between myself and my dad, I'd say over 20 years.
Okay. Yeah, you guys
combined.
We should be able to get you up and running pretty quickly here and get some calls in. It's summertime, so this is usually the peak time of the year.
Yeah. Right. He retired at a good time.
Yeah.
So now I get to go back to work for me.
Yeah, I admire him. I'm hoping to be in his shoes one day. I got two boys, so I can't wait. I always tell my brother that. I'm like, I hit the jackpot. Like, you were aiming for a boy. You got girls, and I got boys both on the first time around, second time around. He's trying to get it.
I got two boys also.
Yeah, that's a blessing. It's a blessing. They carry on the name. I think he's kind of getting stuck with that part, and he's got a lot of estrogen going in his house. And he made the mistake of staying in Hawaii, so they're spoiled a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I already got my 5-year-old taking out the trash. All right, so I have everything set up here. Just got to waive this setup fee on here because the way I pushed it through as if we were going to purchase the website for you, but I switched it and put your domain in there, so let me just waive this $99. Okay. Right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Zachary, how did you want to do that?
Can I give you a card number?
Yeah, we could do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
It's Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 4013.
8800.
0176.
0176.
5587.
5587. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
6/24.
6/24, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep. 976.
976. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, because of the discounts that I applied, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording before I authorize any transaction.
Okay.
It's just going to outline the agreement, and I'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Just be like, hey, John, what does that mean?
Okay.
You know, I could rephrase it, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I process any kind of transaction with you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Zachary. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Slab Pressure Washing, LLC.
Thank you. And you would like the name to appear just S-L-A-B. Do you want it all capitalized? I've noticed on some of the listings that it's the S-L-A-B is all caps.
Yeah, it's all caps on the S-L-A-B.
Okay, perfect. And then capital P, capital W. Okay. And then there's no LLC or incorporated that you want attached to the business name?
Yeah, LLC at the end.
Okay. Let me go and make sure I update that. That's why we do this. And then it asks you here to please state your name and title within the business.
Zachary Jenkins, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Slab Pressure Washing LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're already doing. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, run it by me so I can make sure you're not paying for something that you already have or duplicating any of the listings. Also don't want to somebody,
okay,
you know, tapping into your Google business profile, messing things up, saying that you're a mobile detailer. All right. And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's a month-to-month service. However, like I said earlier, we do ask, obviously, that you give it a couple months when you're first starting out. But it is month-to-month. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 14th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299. That's going to be for our Platinum package, and I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, here's the kicker. When the term is completed, your agreement is set to automatically renew each month on the 14th day. However, it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299. So as long as you're with us, you keep that rate for the Platinum package. It states here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You're not bound to a contract. So it says there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
Okay. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message. I'm going to hang on the line with you here to make sure you get that. So hang with me for just a moment. Anything?
I haven't gotten anything yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
So funny. We're like on the same brave wave. Brainwave. It's weird. Okay. So I did get confirmation from finance that the payment cleared. She said allow up to 60 seconds for him to receive his subscription terms. So.
Okay. Oh. No, I got your text on my 808 number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it is. So it's coming to your 808 number because I put that in there as the cell phone for us to contact you. So customers will never contact you on that line, but we will communicate with you directly about your listing through that line.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, it's probably a good time to let you know, I have your client interview technician set to call you tomorrow on that number, not the 352 number.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the email and the text.
Okay, perfect. So there should be a link in the text. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I think it'll start with your first name, Zachary. Okay. And this is not a contract, but I did want to have something on file that's going to outline the service agreement because of the discounted pricing structure. So that way there's no confusion moving forward that you're getting all these products and features for that rate. So it'll have them all outlined in the agreement there. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to authorize that you are the user of this account. It's not somebody pretending to be you. And then obviously you sign off on it. And then a hard copy has been forwarded to your email, and we'll have a hard copy on file so that way there's no confusion moving forward. So, you know, if I retire 5 years from now and you're still doing this, you know, you still get the same people. You don't got to worry about them switching it up.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I probably won't be retiring anytime soon. Just only dream unless I hit the lotto.
All right, I got that. I got that.
Okay, so you should be seeing username and password. Okay, at the end of your client interview tomorrow, they're going to give you the login credentials for your account dashboard and tracking system, and they'll also send over like a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use that tracking system. Now, we're still here with you. We don't expect you to be any kind of tech guru, you know? So if you run into any kind of questions, comments, concerns, or something that you don't understand on there, or you're having trouble with the tracking system, that's why I gave you my direct number. Just feel free to call in. If I'm not available, it'll automatically direct you to a customer service rep. If you don't want to talk to them, just say, hey, tell John to call me back, and I'll call you back. But that happens a lot. That's why I say that. Most people prefer talking to me than the customer service guys. I guess they're stuck. No, I'm just kidding. they're looking at me right now like, really? But thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Couple things I just want you to keep in the back of your mind moving forward. Client interview. Tomorrow, I got it set between 4 and 5. Like I said, I'll send you that text message reminder an hour prior. PIN verification letter's been sent out. You should receive it either Wednesday, Thursday, next week in the mail. When you get that, I need that 5-digit number on the back, so you can text it in, you can call in with it, you can email it to me. Just make sure you get it in so that way I can go ahead and post it. And then try to get your website. Are you doing the website by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. If you need it, do the best you can on it. If you get to a point where you're just so frustrated and you give up, just let me know and I'll get you the splash page. I won't charge you the $99. So if you already own the domain, you know, if you get so frustrated with it, just provide the login credentials and I'll have one of my graphic designers get in there and develop the content, and we'll even provide some hosting for you too.
Okay, awesome.
That happens too. A lot of times the guys try to build their own website. I'm like, okay, you know, it's a good learning experience. Let you go in there and do it. It's good for us too, because if you fail, then you understand exactly what you're paying for each month. So thanks for signing up. Welcome aboard. Like I said, if you need anything, give me a call. But enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 4 and 5 for that client interview, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Zach, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.